You're with SBS Radio.
Natal condemns the use of speed hoods in South Australia's youth detention facilities. The United Nations recommends raising minimum age of criminal responsibility. And the Prime Minister Scott Morrison warns against creating needless anxiety in children about climate change. National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service has condemned the speed hooding practices used on primary school-aged kids in South Australian youth prison. Photos and findings of mistreatment, abuse and breach of human rights reminiscent of Don Dell have been exposed by the findings of the South Australian Ombudsman. The report considered 459 incidents of the use of force at Adelaide Youth Training Centre between October 2016 and June 2019. 12% of the incidents involved the use of a speed hood. The report found that South Australia is the only jurisdiction to authorise the use of speed hoods. Cheryl Axelby, co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, says South Australia should have learnt lessons from the Don Dell experience 3 years ago, just like other states phased out the harmful practice.
Considering since 2016, since Don Dell, you know, South Australia really have had plenty of opportunity to actually change the methods in the way that they're dealing with our kids, particularly with the speed hoods. In other states and territories, what they do is provide the protective equipment for their staff rather than trying to, you know, deal with a very distressed child and trying to put speed hoods on them. So if other states are doing that, there's no reason why South Australia couldn't be doing the same.
A timeline installation acknowledging the history of Tasmania's Aboriginal health and well-being from the impact of colonisation to their continuing survival, strength and culture was launched yesterday in Tasmania. The timeline traces how Tasmanian Aboriginal ancestors lived on country while also exploring the impact of change to their health and traditions. Palawa woman Maggie Walter is a distinguished professor of sociology and pro vice chancellor Aboriginal research and leadership at the University of Tasmania. She says the installation is also a reminder of historical human rights violations perpetrated against Palawa people within the Tasmanian medical system.
Historically, the relationship between the medical profession and Tasmanian Palawa people has been very fraught, and some of it shameful. The medical profession through colonial times up until fairly recently were heavily involved in the pillaging of our people's bodies or specimens. So putting up this timeline in the medical school, which traces from deep time, we've been here for at least 40,000 years, and many people would say we've been here forever, right through to the present day, looking at both our engagement in country and also our health and well-being. For the Takara Milathina Lutruwita Nika Pebuja, which is Palawakani for walk this country forever.
The United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child has introduced new recommendations on the age of criminal responsibility. Legal and medical experts have welcomed the move, saying Australia's youth detention laws need to catch up with the rest of the world. Charlena Musk, a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, explains that children as young as 10 can be locked up in Australia.
Right around Australia, each state and territory has set the minimum age of responsibility at 10. So 10 years of age is the age which a child can be arrested, charged with an offence, hauled before a court or locked away in a youth prison. This age is really out of step with international standards and lags behind the rest of the world, where the medium age is around 14.
The United Nations recommendation comes just 2 weeks after a 12-year-old Indigenous boy, Dujuan Hussan, pleaded with the UN Human Rights Council to stop Australia incarcerating young children. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned against creating what he calls needless anxiety in children about climate change. Mr. Morrison addressed climate change activist Greta Thunberg and her criticism of world leaders in action on global warming. The Prime Minister says he always likes to make sure his own daughters aged 10 and 12 form their own opinions on the issue.
I don't allow them to be basically contorted into one particular view. I like them to make up their own mind.
Mr. Morrison did not attend the UN Climate Summit in New York, but will address the United Nations today, focusing on practical environmental measures such as plastic recycling. The death toll from violent ethnic clashes in Indonesia's Papua province has risen to at least 30. Indonesia's police chief Tito Karnavian says 22 of those killed in clashes on Monday were migrants from other parts of the country living in Wamena. He says people died from stab wounds or were burnt alive inside their houses, with over 70 people injured.
More than 2,000 people suddenly carried out anarchist action by throwing stones at the shops around them, especially at shops owned by immigrants from outside Papua, and finally set the office of the Waimina district regent on fire.
A teacher and three civilians were killed in a separate incident on Monday when security forces and student protesters clashed. And Britain's Supreme Court has ruled Prime Minister Boris Johnson's five-week suspension of Parliament unlawful. The Prime Minister was granted permission by the Queen to suspend Parliament from the 10th of September until the 14th of October. Mr. Johnson argued he needed time to organise a new legislative agenda. However, all 11 court judges unanimously ruled his intent was to limit the time Parliament has to discuss Brexit. Calls for the Prime Minister to resign are growing louder, but he's refusing to quit. And in the United States, Democrat Nancy Pelosi has announced a formal impeachment inquiry over Donald Trump amid mounting allegations of abuse of power by the U.S. president. The calls for impeachment have been fueled by a scandal over Mr. Trump's reported attempt to pressure the incoming president of Ukraine to open a corruption investigation into his main challenger for the White House, Joe Biden, and Mr. Biden's son, Hunter. Mr. Trump allegedly tied aid to Kiev to the opening of a corruption probe. Donald Trump has dismissed the inquiry, saying the allegations against him are part of an ongoing witch hunt. Mr. Trump added he would release a full transcript of the call with the Ukrainian president.
I have no idea who the whistleblower is. I guess I could find out. Maybe I couldn't find out. But they say it was a very partisan person, the whistleblower. But it was second or third hand. Never heard the call. But I have better than that. We have the whole transcript of the call, which will be released tomorrow, and comments will be put with respect. It was a perfect call.
And back home, a disability conference in Brisbane will look at government budget data, which last week revealed a $4.6 billion underspend on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Every Australian Counts says problems with the scheme were to blame for what the government called a lack of demand and slow uptake. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg revealed last week the Australian government was only $700 million in deficit and on the brink of a surplus, a $13.8 billion improvement on the deficit predicted in last year's budget. But lower than expected spending on the scheme was partially to thank for the positive result. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, 27, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17, Melbourne, possible shower, 15, Hobart, shower 2, 14, Albury-Wodonga, mostly sunny, 9 degrees only, Canberra, sunny, 18, Wollongong, sunny, 19, Sydney, sunny day as well, on top of 20, Newcastle, much the same, 21, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25, Townsville, partly cloudy as well, 25, Cairns, partly cloudy too, and a top of 29. Alice Springs, mostly cloudy, 10. Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day, and a top of 27. And that is NITV Radio News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.